Hello. Today,
we're going to be talking about Fredbear today. Today we're going to be talking about the origin story of Fredbear. So, I just want to say this is my opinion. I think Fredbear was first not a Springlock animatronic. And that's just my opinion. Okay. Alright, let's get more into the depth. First, let's start at 1983. / the bite of 83. / FNAF 4 ending. So we all know the FNAF 4 ending. And then the bullies push the kid into Fredbear's mouth. And then Fredbear chomps down on that kid. Was it Fredbear's fault? No. Was it the bully's fault? Yes. How I know this? Because, as you could see, Fredbear's jaw was moving up and down. I dropped the thing I was recording with. Alright, let's get back to the point. You see that Fredbear's jaw is opening and closing a bunch of times. It wasn't from the animatronic's fault. Next, let's move to the bite of 1987. Was Fredbear the person who... Did Fredbear mean to do it? No. Did Fredbear do it on purpose? I don't remember. But I think... No. And should we talk smack about the Fredbear? No. So yeah, that's pretty much it for today's episode. Also, I meant today's podcast, not episode. Also, I'm going to be starting another thing called Ask Purple Anything. It's going to be the purple guy on the show, and you can ask him anything. And call up people and ask them if they have any questions. Questions for the Purple Man. So, yeah. Alright. That's the podcast for now. Good boy.